Chapter 4. Fagin's Game. After breakfast, Fagin and the two boys played a strange game. The old man put a wallet, a watch, some money and some handkerchiefs in his pocket. Then he walked around the room. The boys followed him. Sometimes he stopped.
"I'm looking at a shop window,"
he said. Or,
"I'm talking to a friend."
The boys moved quickly and took the things from his pockets.
"Good! Well done!"
said Fagin. Or,
"No, I felt that. Try again."
They played the game many times. Oliver watched and laughed a lot.
"Do you want to play the game, Oliver?"
Fagin asked.
"Yes, please,"
Oliver said. He wanted to play too. Soon, he was good at the game.
"You're a good boy, Oliver,"
said Fagin. When the game was over, two young ladies came to visit Dodger and Charlie Bates. One was called Bet, and the other Nancy. Their hair was long, and their dresses were dirty. One morning, Fagin said to Oliver,
"You can go out with Dodger and Charlie Bates today."
Oliver was happy and excited. He wanted to work. He followed the two boys to the market. They walked very slowly. Suddenly, Dodger stopped.
"Be quiet,"
he said.
"Do you see that old man near the bookshop? He's perfect."
The old man was in front of the bookshop window. Dodger and Charlie Bates went behind the old man. Dodger put his hand in the old man's pocket and pulled out a handkerchief. He gave it to Charlie Bates, and they both ran away. Oliver immediately understood the strange game. He also understood the mystery of Fagin's watches and jewels. He began to run. At that moment, the old man put his hand in his pocket. He did not find his handkerchief. He turned around and cried,
"Stop thief!"
Other people cried,
"Stop thief!"
Dodger and Charlie Bates cried,
"Stop thief!"
Everyone ran after poor Oliver. Oliver ran and fell. A policeman caught him and said,
"Get up."
"I didn't steal the handkerchief,"
cried Oliver.
"Two other boys stole it, but they aren't here."
"You're the thief,"
said the policeman.
"No, no. Stop. I work at the bookshop and I saw everything,"
said another man.
"This boy is innocent. Two other boys stole the handkerchief."
Oliver was free, but he was very weak and fell to the ground. The old man was very kind and said,
"Oh, the poor boy. Look at his white face. He must come home with me."
He called a carriage and took Oliver to his house. The old man's name was Mr. Brownlow. He lived in a very nice house in a quiet London street. When Dodger and Charlie Bates arrived home, Fagin asked,
"Where's Oliver?"
"A policeman took him away,"
said Dodger.
"What?"
cried Fagin. He was furious.
"Oliver can tell the police about us. We must find him."
A strong man opened the door and entered the room. He had dirty clothes. He was about 35 years old and had angry eyes. His name was Bill Sykes. He was Fagin's friend. An old dog followed him.
"You're angry today, Mr. Sykes,"
said Fagin.
"Give me something to drink, Fagin,"
said Sykes angrily. Fagin told Sykes about Oliver. Sykes said,
"We must find that boy. I have a plan. Listen carefully."